So good morning and welcome to yet another She Speaks. My name is Marina Alexander, your host. Like Tammy and my social media gang put it, the hostess with the mostess. I like it. I'm claiming it. And this morning we have the pleasure of having this wonderful, amazing entrepreneur, a healer, you could call it that, a herbal healer if you want to call it that. But so much this morning, and it was a pleasure to when we got that call to decide, listen, we need to get this lady in. And we need to have her here in our company before we wrap up this year, 2019, because what she's bringing to the table, I'm sure a lot of people would like to know more about it. So my guest today is Miss Frances Severin, and she's, of course, the founder, entrepreneur, the CEO of Frances Rubs. So let's go on over and say good morning and welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yes, good morning to everyone in St. Lucia, wherever you all are. Good morning, good morning. Have a blessed day. I'm Frances Severin. Better known as Frances Rubb, the Fix Your Lady.
That's right.
From Lage Babono, the heart of Babono. And the Frances Rubb, we use, and I use, and other using it from all around the world. Mm-hmm. I've been using it.
Right. I want to talk to you about that. We're definitely going to, but I want to know more about Frances.
Okay.
Before all of that,
yeah.
I want to know about you. Where were you born and grew in Babono?
Yes,
growing up like?
Okay. I raised up with six boys. I'm the only one girl.
Ah.
My mom passed away. My dad is still alive. My dad is doing, like when you twist your foot, that's what my dad did. I did not learn from him, but I learned myself by seeing what he's doing. That make me learn a little bit more to it.
Right.
But I worked my life at Victoria Hospital as a domestic.
We're going to get into that.
Okay.
But before that, I want to know more. I don't want to rush past because everybody knows that side of you, and we're going to get to how that all started. But I want to know more about what was it like growing up, your school days. What kind of child were you? Were you
I was the only
girl,
one.
Right?
I was the only daughter with my six brothers, but I had to end up watching all of them to go to school.
You were the first? Were you the first?
Yeah. I had to take care of all of them. My mom had to go and work hard to weed for people in garden, to do all that. And when I used to go to school, sometimes I go to school one day, tomorrow I don't go, day after I'll go. And the principal, Daphne James, was my principal at Lage. She said to my mom, you need to send your daughter to school. He said, yes, but she's the one to take care of the rest.
Right.
So I end up, could not finish all my school, but the little I took, it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I made the most of it.
Yeah, I make the most of it. And my mother was a hustler, taking care of the six boys and one girl. And the morning when I go to school, I make sure that all my brothers have their uniform on them properly to go to school.
Oh.
And the first one, like people used to pass and spray banana, when he see the thing, the guys coming with the thing on his back, he used to run.
He was scared. Oh, he was scared. I was scared of it too.
And the others, I used to take care of them. They used to go to school in the morning. School's at 9 o'clock at Lage. Take them to school, look after them and do. I had my grandfather.
Wow. So whilst you were doing all that, were you not required to be at school but you had to just...
Yes, I take 2 days school or 3 days.
Wow.
But because I'm the oldest one, I had to take care of the others so that they can go to school.
We didn't, whilst mommy prepared the food,
mommy
prepared, the shelter over our head and the clothes and
do
bags.
All that. And then when you see, we used to go to church. My mom used to carry us to church. And I still in my church. I believe in my church and I believe in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was time to do secondary school, I did. But I didn't finish because of my...
Mm-hmm. Your commitments at
home. And I always tell my mother, I want to do nursing.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't come into the way so that I could do nursing.
Right.
I wanted to do further my education for nursing. I love nursing.
Oh.
Yeah, but it did not come in. I start working, going out and look for jobs, working there, until I got jobs in hotel. When I realized at night we have to take it hard. At that time, they used to hold up people on the road at shock.
Right.
It was tough. I ended up had my first child. He's a big boy now. And then,
so you've got kids? How many
kids? Yeah, 3 kids and 5 grands.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's the grand who calls me to the fix you.
Okay,
one of the
all
grand.
Right then.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, well, let me take a break, and then we come back and get into that whole fix your thing, and you wanted to be a nurse, and little did you know you were going to be ending up being a nurse, nonetheless, maybe not the conventional nurse, but you're a nurse or a doctor, today, you know, if you were to look at it like from that point. So let's take a break. A word from our sponsor, EC GK Insurances, the agent here in St. Lucia, EC Global Insurance Agency. And this is She Speaks.
Women are not just angels on the road. They are angels off-road, too. GK Insurance, through its agents, EC Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. Get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from EC Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
And here we are, we're back again. And like I said, those of you who are just joining us, the guest today is Frances Severin. Most of you will know her as Frances Rubb, the famous Frances Rubb. And she's our guest today on She Speak. So we were talking about it, okay? We got to know a little bit about what it was like growing up. And, you know, it was not, boy, it was one of those.
Yeah.
But it did not take away from you being a successful person as well. So I think that's enough for persons to understand that, yes, you might have some unfavorable conditions that you may have to deal with as growing up, but it should not define what where you end up or what you do. I think that's a brilliant message that should be gathered from that piece right there. But let's talk about, because you said one of your grandchild was you said you tried working before in the hotels and stuff like that, but it really wasn't.
And then I ended up working at Victoria Hospital as a domestic assistant for 14 and a half years.
Wow. Okay.
And from there, I left. I had my business at Barbono doing roast bake and all. I got myself out. They try and delete me. I was out of it. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I got myself working at the Boys Training Center for a while, the polyclinic for a while. I was at a polyclinic. From the polyclinic, I went to the Boys Training Center. I got myself hurt at the Boys Training Center and end up, I was paralyzed. Yeah, I got a kick from a boy at the Boys Training Center. I end up was paralyzed for 3 years and 10 months, could not walk. I was walking.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Wow.
I could not walk. I was paralyzed 3 years and 10 months, could not walk. And my pretty husband, Mr. Sugar, was there on my side. He was there with me on my side. We met in St. Lucia. He was on holiday.
How long? Like
28 years.
Oh.
Yeah. He lived all his life in London.
Okay.
Yeah. We met and we have three kids.
Right.
Three loving kids.
Right. What was it like having three kids and trying to balance all these different jobs? And at what age was your first kid when you got injured?
When I made my first child, he's 30 something years now.
Right.
Yeah. And from there, when I got hurt at the Boys Training Center, my husband take care of me, did everything he could do as a husband.
How old was your son at that time, your first son?
No, he was, can't remember the age, you know, because...
Because, I mean, as a boy, you know, and he said, someone was trouble my mom, and you know how boys get all defensive.
Yeah, boys get, all of them was annoyed about it. They didn't like it. My daughter didn't like it because I have only one daughter and two boys.
Right.
They didn't like it. And from there, staying paralyzed for 3 years and 10 months, end up my daughter had her first child getting... You know, when the ladies are pregnant, they like to eat ice at night.
Mm-hmm.
She used to get up at night and eat ice. When she made that baby, end up have a cold on the chest.
Ooh.
But my mom used to do it for us because we did not know what they call flu sickness. We did not know that.
Right.
Always using that for us.
Right.
So I told my daughter that if Jay born, he had a name already because they said when the child born, originally the parents like to give them the name before the christening.
Beforehand, yes.
So I told her, you know, mom used to do the fixing for us. I will do it, and I used to do it for you all. So I did it for the child. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
By working, she told me, Mom, I work in, I have a friend of mine who have a child with asthma. Can you do some for her? I said, yes, after my illness.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked for the child. She was going to Canada. She bought a jar. So I say, instead for me to go and work for people, I think I'll try that. God answered my prayer. I say, Father, I don't want to go and work for anybody anymore because I was paralyzed 3 years and 10 months. Staying out of work and my husband was taking care of me, I need to do something where I can bring my income in.
Yes.
God bless me. I start doing the fixing, going on the street with the small jam plastic,
mm-hmm.
sell 5 and 10 and 20. Everybody's saying, it's working. I say, oh my God.
Right.
I say, God, you are working for me. And I believe, Father, you are the one who's going to send me forward. And I believe in my prayer and I do pray. At night I went and sleep. And sleeping, they gave me some medicine to put in that same fixing I doing.
Oh, you got like a...
Some, yeah, mm-hmm. five different product in dream.
Mm-hmm.
I say, oh, Father, thank you. I put it, start going out and sell. People calling me. I put my little number on it. People start calling me. Miss Frances, you know, your fixio is working very well. I didn't have a name for it. It's fixio.
Mm-hmm.
I said, truly. I say, okay, if it's working so well, a day a lady called me and tell me, Miss Frances, Miss Frances, you know what happened? I use your fixio last night. I dream of you. You need to come and rub me. I say, oh, my God. A week after, a man came to me from Moshi.
Mm-hmm.
He said he dreamed of me. They sent him to come to me so that I can rob him.
Mm-hmm.
I say, that's two. Anyway, maybe Lord is talking to me.
Okay.
I start going on like that. I start on the street.
Mm-hmm.
When I realize Abdamon Bakery called me and tell me, I need some of your product to sell on the shelf. But I had no label.
Ooh.
I had no label. I went through. I gave it to them. That day they pay me $400 and something. They took it. It sell. It didn't take me 2 weeks. They called me back.
Wow.
I say, God is working. I say, thank you, Father. I went to a lady at MNC. I rob called me and tell me, the manager at MNC want to see you because your product is good. I say, okay. She said, you need labels. You need to go so and so, there. I say, okay, no problem. I did
wow.
it. Everything went through. MNC was the second. It was
wow.
the plastic. After that, RJ Clark.
Wow.
People discount.
Wow.
Pharmacy 2000.
Ooh.
I went to, at the time it was Super J. Super J said they need the proper jar. I tried my best to order it. I got through. Super J. Super J finished. Marcy, right now. I have my product everywhere in St. Lucia. When I realized people are telling me it's working well, I did a course for the massage.
Oh, you did it?
Yes.
Oh, good job.
I did a course for the massage. I'm at
wow.
the Vendor Arcade booth 27B. At the Vendor Arcade. Tourists, black, white, yellow, all colors is coming for massage. Babies.
Wow.
When they come, I have no fan, no AC. Because if you have the cold, I need to take it out from you.
Yes.
I do the massage, make you sweat, take out the sweat inside, prevent you get moist inside of the stomach,
mm-hmm.
causing asthma.
Mm-hmm.
When I realized, I say, Lord, thank you. I went to London, I have it on eBay. I went to America.
Wow.
The young guy who launched the bow tie has my product everywhere in America, launching in
wow.
America. And there is four other places in America selling it. And I just came from Dominica. Dominica have it, and I'm going to shift tomorrow to go to Dominica. That's the second batch to Dominica.
Wow.
I was in the trade show, and I tell you, it's really, really, really good. I have my Frances rub everywhere in St. Lucia, four corners of St. Lucia. From Souffre to Vieux-Fort to Grosile to Barbono, everywhere under Central in Castries. I have my Frances rub and doing a very good job. By the grace of God.
Do you think that with all that demand, do you think that is going to come to a point where you're going to have to start mass producing this?
Yes. I have the confidence. And my other confidence I have, and the Lord will bless me and he's blessing me for that, I need to do a home for my elderly people in Barbono. Because they are the one who create this product. We
yeah.
have to remember them. And what I do again, every Christmas... Or before that, I give all the homes a jar of the Frances rub. All the homes in St. Lucia.
For the elderly.
Yes.
Oh.
I do donation. Imagine I just did donation in May to Barbono Police Station. I gave them 8 CCTV camera. I give the home in Lacklery, microwave. I do
and
donation.
All of this
yes.
is what you,
I do my
you
church.
To...
I do donation to my church.
Wow.
I just give them in August. I give them $2,000 towards the presbytery they're fixing up. And I'm doing donation. And I have to do more. I have done a lot, and it's going. And I give, and I give, and I give. The more you give, the more the Lord help you.
Right. And all of this you're able to do because of the success of your,
yes.
your Frances Rub.
Yes, yes.
Have you been approached by other persons, like, wanting to come in on your business, wanting to get involved more, like, wanting to partner in some sort of way?
Yes, it was one person that asked me to join with him. I said, I will not able to join with you. I have to pass my... things for my children because it was my grandchildren. I cannot pass it on and I cannot have any order. Only my families work with me with my product. And I'm intention to add a piece to my house to have all my business a part of the house. But I have a room where I'm preparing my Frances rub by itself. Yeah.
Take us through the preparation of those rub. What I mean, we don't want to know all the ingredients. I would never ask that because
yeah,
I mean, that's your secret right
first
there.
Thing I have to lay my pan. Mm-hmm. Afterward, lay my lard into it, my castor oil, my coconut oil, my olive oil, red lavender, white lavender, castor oil, and name it.
How do you know? Well, you say you got a few of them in dreams.
Yeah.
But, how did you know what to put in there? How do you know?
Okay.
Do you know now how every ingredient works?
Yes. I know the measurement, the amount to put, and everything to lay down. And you see, when I start working, I told my children, I need you all to come and see what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when I already package, no one is there. Sometimes they are at work. I have to go and prepare it. Because like when the sun is very hot, it takes a long time to get hard.
Oh, okay.
It takes a long time. So you find if I just decide to leave work today, go home, I have to go and do a big badge. I'll go home, I'll prepare it. By the time they come, everything already prepared. But I have a list left for them. If in case today or tomorrow, I close my eyes. But I told them, please, if I close my eyes today or tomorrow, do my donation, number one. Mm-hmm. Please. Give, please. Don't forget. And it is my son, grandson, who caused me to do that, Francis Rob. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, he's going to school, he's telling people, when you have a cold, use Francis Rob.
I love it. What? I mean, you just mentioned some of your desires to see in your business continue, but you know, persons are, yes, it's working, and before time, like you said, people are going to start now that you're entering into the U.S. market, the U.K. market, these sort of markets. It's only a matter of time. You're going to have some of those big powerhouses of companies wanting to get in on some of that action. Is that something you're okay with, or you want it to just maintain that sort of homely feel? Because you seem to be very passionate about the whole foundation of how it all started with the older people and it working. You want it to remain in that
I want it to remain in that, not further up, just right where it is. Yeah, because it is our culture. That's what our great-grandmother used to do in the long time. I cannot take it and push it over to another. I rather it stays with in between how it started there, not further on.
I know what you mean. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, some of the challenges you may have faced along the way. Because nothing... Oh, well, I know. So let's come back and talk a little bit more about your challenges. A word from our sponsor. This is She Speaks. We've got Miss Frances Severin. Frances Robbs. She's our guest today.
They're not just angels on the road. They are angels off-road, too. GK Insurance, through its agents, Easy Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. Get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from Easy Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
Back at it, and it's almost time to wrap. But of course, we know anything, and especially something of that sort, would have come with its fair share of challenges. Because there you were, you was not as fortunate to have the education part of things locked down, because you had to be taking care of your siblings and missing out on school. And there you were starting off on your own business. It came into play, and you had to go through all of that. Self-teaching yourself along the way, basically.
Yeah.
So there must have been some trivial and trials and along the way, challenges. Tell me a little bit about those.
My challenges, I have been getting through. People have been saying the Frances Rob is good, but people want to do what I'm doing. They have been trying to go to all the business where I have my business selling, said that they have something. But what they fail to realize... Whenever God has blessed you, no man curse.
Right.
Because they said, no, we don't want to. We have to go and do something else, but not a fixture Frances doing. We already have Frances Rob. In there, we cannot run to competition. Mm-hmm. There is a guy who on the street every time he... Once I had to ask the police to speak to him. He said he's the one who showed me to do the Frances Rob. And
oh,
he have
my.
Where he said, Kotoni Mala. And he's trying to... Thing me, but I don't bother myself. I had to stop him. He had some of my clients telling them that don't buy it. So I had to take a police to warn him, to tell him, please don't try and do anything wrong with my product when people are getting it to travel with it and things. So right now there, he stopped.
Right.
But people have been trying.
You're going to get more of those.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot
people have
of those.
Been trying to do it mm-hmm. and to go and get market to sell it. Yes, y'all can do it. But don't try and say, it's mine is not good.
Right.
Because I am with Bureau of Standard, mm-hmm. Ministry of Commerce, SEDU, TIPA. And like TIPA, they are the one who was doing everything for me to shift to Dominica. Now I'm in Dominica.
Right.
So you have to be going through that process. Anything you see that good in that country, you must get someone trying to do it.
Right.
They will try.
You will get that.
Mm-hmm. Because you have the radio station. As soon as you open a radio station, you'll hear somebody else want to do mm-hmm. the same thing. Mm-hmm. But we have to go ahead and try and do something first to bring a living. Like I am doing something there now. I can't depend on government to do everything for me.
Right.
I need to get out and get my market.
If so your thing is you're not opposed to persons trying their own thing, but
yeah.
you not try to tarnish me
right.
and my product
right.
just to get your
right. right,
right, right.
And I'm happy that everybody can do something for themselves.
There's room for everyone.
If you do something, I myself can help you to push out. Because there is people who have business and they did not know they had to go to Ministry of Commerce, SEDU, and I told them and they went and they get through.
Right.
So
right.
we have to help each other. Let them do. Instead for them to go on the street to do things that are not right,
mm-hmm.
give them courage. Give them advice what to do, how to go through business. Because when I started, nobody didn't tell me anything to do. Not because nobody didn't tell me and I cannot tell somebody else. You need to give it out so that they can, more jobs can come to. Sometimes you never know, your business can grow and you employ people.
Right.
So that is something that good, even though everybody don't come, but at least you employ 3, 4, 5 people. Maybe in the long run, I'll have to employ. Right now, sometimes when I travel, I close my business. If I get someone who is doing the massage, like how I am doing it,
right?
At least I can leave my business open because right. when I go out, people are calling, Miss Frances, you close today? Miss Frances, what happened? I come for a massage. As I am here, people come already. My husband called me and tell me, people came to massage, mm-hmm. but they had to go because I wasn't there. So if I get somebody who will able to do the job like me,
mm-hmm.
we can join together. But that's the only problem. My place is too small.
Oh, so the plan is to extend it?
No, that's in the vendor arcade.
Okay. That's
I have
where you're at.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have a chair for the back. I have a foot massage. I have a back massage. And a hand massage. And plus, I use the 2 blessed hand.
Right. And you're operating in the arcade?
Vendor arcade. Yeah, booth 27B.
Right. So do are we supposed to, you just operate by walk-ins or are we supposed to make appointments?
You just walk in, no appointment, walk in. It's an open clinic.
Wow. You know you're going to have to start structuring some of that future-wise. But I understand, you know, the whole foundation of this and how you want to keep it to that traditional factor based in there. And I could respect that as well. So, you know, so how are you able to overcome some of these challenges nonetheless? I mean, how are you able to overcome some of these challenges?
Without challenge in the world, you know way. But when you have the Lord with you, you just put that behind your back. You just forget about it. Just let business go. And like I told you, I want my business to flow and go. I'm not thinking of the challenge. The challenge,
right.
you have to expect that.
From the time you started the Frances Rub and you decided this is what you're going to be doing, that is going to be your main income, you're not going to work for anybody anymore. Have you had any moment where it got so challenging that you decided that maybe I should just give this up?
No.
It's just been smooth sailing.
Because you know why? I have a son-in-law, my daughter's husband. He has never turned back. He's given me all the strength from my husband so that I can go. And I will not stop.
You have a lovely support system.
Yeah, my husband, my son-in-law, my son, my daughter, and other people who know me. Frances, go ahead, don't give up. Don't give up. And I'm hearing my spirit is telling me, Frances, you're going further. And I know in Jesus' name, in the new year, I will get more than one market. Yeah.
What are some of the markets you hope to, apart from, you know, in Dominica, you said you're in the US, you're in UK.
Yeah, the next is Trinidad, Barbados, St. Vincent, Grenada, even the French country. And imagine, I just sent some to Martinique, because I have it in Martinique, but it's someone who buying from me to go and sell in Martinique.
So you have not established your very own.
Yeah, okay. Now I could say right now I have it in Dominica, in how many business in Dominica.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm going to shift tomorrow to go to Dominica. if God spare my life. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
This is amazing. To anybody that is listening right now, with all of that, the challenges that you face, persons who probably their childhood was not the prettiest one like yours. Well, it's not that yours wasn't pretty, but in terms of your schooling and stuff like that, that was disrupted because you had the responsibility of assisting your mom in taking care of your siblings. And that sort of took away from your education at that young age. But it didn't stop you. So for persons who may be going through such challenges or probably went through such challenges right now and is finding a hard time in coping with life and thinking that, okay, my life is over because I didn't get to do that grounded work, what would you say to persons listening right
now? Okay, people who are listening to me right now, let me tell you, challenge is a challenge. But never give up. And everything you do, put the Lord first. Because you know why? He's the one who uncontrol the whole world. If someone tell you, oh, today I'm going to do Mason, they tell you not to do it. No. Just sit down and think of it and ask, Father, do I have to do Mason? Go on ahead. Don't stop. Go ahead. Don't let nothing go around you. If you don't have education, education is a lot, but memories, comments, challenges, think of it. We'll bring you in front.
And destiny.
Yeah, and destiny. Yeah, thank you.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because let me tell you, I never fought in myself. I would do massage. And I'm doing massage. And like someone tailbone is go down, I can press it back. The ribs is thing, I can press it back. I do the massage and I do the rubbing. Your stomach is open, I can close it. And if you go on my website, you'll see so many people have rub. Speaking about me. Goodland have a lady. Up to now, she's speaking about me. Because she has seen so many doctors and she could not be back on her foot. And the Lord and myself put her back. So that's to show you, never give up on your job. What you decide to do, go ahead. Don't forget it. Just go. Don't let nothing turn you back. Put the Lord first and go ahead and you'll get what the Lord have for you.
Absolutely.
And I feel happy and I feel proud of my work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that I could put myself in walk in and come and get a little straightened.
Yes, you need to come and get a straightened up with Frances Rubb. Yeah, but one thing, it is a lot of challenge. Eh? When I start working on you,
mm-hmm.
anything that wrong, I will put it and I'll tell you. You'll be back straight.
Right. Okay, well, I'm coming. I'm definitely coming. It was an honor to have you this morning. Thank you so much for
sharing your story.
Thank you for sharing, you're inspiring our listeners. That really is a story. And I'm happy we decided to extend the program to accommodate you because this is some people out there needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And look at you today. You're doing so much.
Thank you.
You understand?
Yeah.
You're doing so much.
And I would like to thank the RCI, member of staff, thank you so very much. And the listener, thank you. And thank you to my sweet husband, Mr. Sugar.
Oh,
he's at the Vendor Arcade.
I love it. Big up, Mr. Sugar. You hear me? Sweetness galore. Miss Frances, thank you so much again.
Yes,
Frances,
my love.
Rob,
thank you very much.
And all the best. And we wish you all the very best. And, you know, I'm suspecting you're going to get a few calls. How can persons reach you, by the way?
Okay, 713-4162, Frances Rubb. 713-4162.
That's right. So there you go. If you're in need of it, you need to get somebody say, boy, up in the winter up there, they need some of that. Oh my God, I just got my rub. Hello! I got my rub. Thank you. But now I bring in my little jar because I think I need you to rub me in.
No, you don't have to come in the jar. I use
yours.
Yeah.
Okay, so I leave mine at home for my... All
yeah.
Right, great. Awesome. So
but
that's
I do
amazing.
Listen to you because I love your program.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my son-in-law love your program.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look at
right
this.
Right now, his radio is tuned on you.
Thank you guys so much for the love. Well, we wrap up today another She Speaks on another beautiful program. You were an awesome guest, by the way. Let me just needed to say that right there. Thank you again to our sponsors. When we come back, we do one full hour with the compliments of KFC. It's finger licking good. We'll be back.